D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, was that you I saw running the Nissan Stadium steps with Mike McCoy?
Yes, it was. I was challenged to do that, and I don't back down from challenges. He's asked me to do it. That was the third straight week. I wasn't going to do it in Cleveland and San Francisco or Santa Clara. I just didn't do it, and here we are, man. Felt good, man.
You making some progress on those stair climbs?
There was never a regression. This is what we do. Listen, man, you better check the internet, man. I got videos out there on my IG, man, my profile, my highlights, running the Capitol steps, man, running the hill. We get it in over here, man. 49 is still fine, baby.
Hey, tell them don't doubt you.
No, not at all. Not at all. I would never doubt Teron Davenport. So, Teron, I do want to ask you about something that Derek and I were just talking about and have talked about in the past. You know, one thing that we've both noticed over the past 6 weeks since the Titans returned from their off week is that the air yards per attempt for Cam Ward have dropped significantly. Over the past six weeks, he's averaging 5.9-ish air yards per attempt. That is down from 8.3 before the bye. What went into that decision by the coaching staff? Because that certainly looks like it was intentional. And how do you think that's helped Cam Ward?
So with that, you've seen the completion percentage go up. He's now about, he's at 60.4. How about that, right?
Yes.
So that's something, but I think this is all a part of their effort to use, quote-unquote, a shot clock. Now, I talked about Hardy Cree about that. They don't literally use one. Like, I've seen quarterbacks in the past, you know, where it's like 3 seconds, you bet that ball better be out before 3 seconds, and they actually have a clock. But it's just an increased processing just the speed of working through it and just getting the habit. I don't know if you guys realize, but his snap to throw was 2.4 seconds this past week. That's the fastest it's been for him this whole season. And I think it's all a part of that playing with more decisiveness. Mike McCoy, when he was off for the bye week, he watched some various quarterbacks. And, I mean, this guy's worked with some really good quarterbacks too. But he watched and he just saw, like, how decisive, how quickly they made a decision. And that's something that he brought back to Cam and encouraged him to do. What Bo Hardigree did, Nick Holtz did. You know, they Peyton McCollum, you know, the assistant quarterbacks coach. They all worked with him to make him faster, just as far as, like, okay, deciding, hey, I got to get out of Dodge and run. Or just, you know, I got to step up and manipulate the pocket and buy some time that way. But, you know, it's just been good. And with that, you've also seen the sack numbers go down.
Teron, one thing that we've talked about on this show, I'm sure you've talked about it, you've written about it. One thing that Cam Ward has struggled with this season are deep passes outside the numbers, down the sideline. And yesterday, he hit a couple of those shots. He hit one to Aya Manor. He hit one to DK, most notably. Anything you saw on those plays that allowed him to complete those passes that he struggled to complete most of the season?
Yeah, time to throw it. I think that was important. But, I mean, the one to DK, I mean, he's rolling to his left. That was a reenactment of, if you go back and watch the opener last year, Miami versus Florida, he hit one of the receivers that way. And it's just, that's a crazy throw that he made. But even the perfect over-the-shoulder one to DK, or excuse me, to Aya Manor was good. And you're just seeing him get some time. And also, there's a comfort level that he's playing with now. And I asked him about that, and he said, of course, the reps are helping him, but the film study is. And he's at a point now where he, at times, can predict how defensive coordinators are going to play against him, scheme against him. And that's all of that is what the difference is, you know, in that league. Everybody's talented. Some are slightly more talented than others. Don't get it twisted. But it's the mental part of it. Once you have that sharp, then you're basically unstoppable.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport. Now, Teron, we talked about at the beginning of the season certain guys that needed to show themselves this year. And two of the guys, notably for me, was Chigakonkwo and Tajay Spears. And now, listen, I know the season didn't start off or has continued the way the players have wanted to, nor the fans. But when I look at Chig and I look at Tajay in particular the last 4 weeks, are they making a claim to be back here next year? And I'm not – in Tajay's situation, I'm not saying that he could be the lead back, but he can be a viable part in more development with Cam, also Chig Okonkwo, because Chig is now – he's showing more now than he had in previous years, like the consistency.
Yeah. Right, the consistency. That's exactly what it is. And I think with Chig, he might be their best yards after catch guy on the team. There's just a hungriness that he runs with and anger, and he's legit from that perspective. And I know a lot of people are writing him off just because of the blocking and you know, saying they should move on from. Listen, I wouldn't be opposed if I was the Titans to re-signing him. It's not going to be an expensive deal. You know what you got in him, and there will be a shift, right? Gunnar Helm is going to be the tight end, but he could be your complimentary guy, right? You know, a lot of people are saying, hey, go sign Isaiah Likely. Well, guess what? Isaiah Likely is going to cost a lot of money. Chig Okonkwo won't, and they're very similar players in that they're not guys you use for blocking. You use them to move around. So, yeah, without a doubt, I think with Tajay Spears, you know, the only thing with him is just the injuries. But, I mean, you've seen the way he runs. You get that guy in space, he's going to make things happen. And then also he has that ability where, as you saw yesterday, where they had that pony package, right, with two backs in the game at the same time, he and Pollard. So he's the guy you could have on the field to use in that aspect as well.
Now, again, the offensive line did a wonderful job, even when Moore went down once again. You know, Udo stepped in, I believe, and continued to do a good job. Is it just that they've went to the pass, the quick pass game? That's why you don't see some of the defaults in the offensive line? Or do you believe they are truly getting better?
No, I believe they're getting better. And I think, you know, Scott Fuchs and Matt Jones, you know, these guys came into a situation where, you know, they're replacing the best, if not second best, he and Bill Callahan and Jeff Stoutland, you know, those are the best in the league. They're replacing Callahan, and I think they've done an awesome job of just keeping the message. And Peter Skoronski has stepped up, and I know, you know, he plays guard, and that's not a real, you know, glory type of position, but what he's done has been outstanding for this team. And in fact, you know, he bumped out to left tackle for one snap because Ali Udo had just checked in as tackle eligible, and with the rules, if a guy goes down after someone to play after someone checks in, you know, tackle eligible, he can't go back out there. So Skoronski was left tackle for a play. But I mean, I think it's just the dedication to running the football. I mean, I don't care what offensive lineman you talk to, they're going to want to run the ball, and they'll tell you, hey, look, man, when we're running the ball a lot, that makes my job easier. And I think that's what's happening with them. And I think Corey Levin came in, you know, in that Jacksonville game and gave that O-line a jolt too. So, you know, and Levin went in that left guard when Skoronski went to left tackle. So I think altogether, and look, for as much flack as J.C. Latham caught, that young man is playing solid football. You know what I mean? And then you go back and you look at some of those downfield plays. There was a screen, I think it was to Tajay Spears, and Kevin Zeitler, man, he got to that second level and he was making things happen. So all of the things that you want out of the offensive line are happening now, and they're playing solid football.
Now, TD, if this Titans team was on their way to the playoffs, the way Jeffrey Simmons is playing, is he Defensive Player of the Year?
I think you got to talk about him as one of them. I mean, did you see that swim move he put on that man? And then look, here's the thing. He impacts the game even when the ball isn't snapped. He drew three or four false starts. And actually, the one false start that he drew was the one that set up the situation where he got the safety. You know, yeah, without a doubt, I think he's a guy you have to mention, and he's one you feel him during the game now. You feel Jeffrey Simmons, his presence. So, yeah, I mean, you got to put him up there with mention, but it's hard to – man, Myles Garrett, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
But I'm saying he would have – his name would be mentioned more with Myles Garrett if this was a winning team.
Yeah, no, without a doubt, I think his name will be mentioned more. But you know what we can mention his name more for? That's the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Okay.
And I think when you look at the way he took a negative situation, I mean, imagine having your home broken into. I know me personally, someone breaks into my house and I see it, all my thought process is going to be like, I want to shoot them or I want them to go to jail, right? But the way he turned it around, he said, you know, this is why I do my community outreach, because if I could just touch one young man and get him to avoid the streets and avoid these type of actions, my purpose is attained. And I think, you know, for he's not an old man. Like he's still young. You know what I mean? And to have that mindset, it's admirable. So, you know what? Let's mention his name for that award. Three times in a row he's been nominated. Hopefully this year he wins.
Teron Davenport is with us, and Teron, Tony Pollard is out there running like Teron Davenport up the Capitol steps.
No, he's running like Rhett is due, man.
He's averaging more than 120 rushing yards per game this month, and you previously said to us that you don't anticipate Tony Pollard being back with the Titans next season. I'm wondering if his play over the past month would give them any reason to bring him back, because I'm not sure, and you could tell me, you're the one that would know, what the plan would be for the Titans at running back if they didn't bring Tony Pollard back. Because are we sure Tajay Spears is ready to be a lead back? Would they sign another back in free agency? So what would be the plan there, you think?
So he has run the football really well, and I find myself every week over the last 2 years tweeting, hey, Tony Pollard runs hard. It's to the point now where it's like, here's your obligatory Tony Pollard runs hard post. But I don't know that he's a true difference maker consistently at running back. And this is no shot at Tony Pollard. He's had a really good last three games. But when you're in that $9 million a year range, like, it has to be the Jonathan Taylors, the Derrick Henrys, the Christian McCaffreys, right? So Jake Lyman, actually, on the Jake and TD show, or yeah, I wish it was that show, the Next Man Up show.
On TD Thursdays.
TD Thursdays. He brought up the Jets running back, Sean Green, I want to say his name is.
Yeah.
That's a really good option. You know, he's younger. He was once one of those up-and-coming backs. He's going to be less expensive. So I could see that type of merger between he, Kalel Mullins, Julius Chestnut, and Tajay Spears for the lower price than just having Tony Pollard.
Teron Davenport has been our guest on D-Mace, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Monday during NFL season, and he's presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy TD. Since we won't talk to you again this week, have a wonderful holiday. Thank you, as always, and thank you so much for all of your insight that you provide for our show and all of our listeners.
Merry Christmas, TD.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Merry Christmas to you guys and to everybody listening, man. Take care, be safe, make wise decisions, and love life.
Thank you, TD. 615-737-1025. You can react to what Teron Davenport had to say about the Tennessee Titans. 615-737-1025. We do have a pretty cool giveaway today. We are fresh out of Music City Bowl tickets. So if you're looking for those, I can't help you. But we do have, and this is a mouthful, so bear with me, a pair of passes that give you access to a special area and the Jack Daniels tent behind the stage at the Jack Daniels New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash at the Bicentennial Capital Mall State Park on New Year's Eve. Man, that is a mouthful. But you will have a chance in the 4 o'clock hour to win those passes if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve. So be listening, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, The Athletic reported over the weekend that the Titans head coaching list is, quote unquote, taking shape. We'll discuss some of the names reportedly on that list coming up next, 615-737-1025. But first, a couple of programming notes. First, the NFL game of the week is Cowboys versus Commanders on Thursday at noon. on 102.5 The Game. The NFL Game of the Week is presented by Circus Sportsbook Kentucky, where we are today, and Macero and 12 South. And also, the College Football Game of the Week is Penn State versus Clemson in the Pinstripe Bowl this Saturday at 11 a.m. on 102.5 The Game. Coverage is presented by Circus Sportsbook Kentucky and is also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com.